The National Summer Learning Association says students can lose 2 months of math skills during summer vacation, and lower-income students lose 2 months of reading skills. It's called summer slide, or learning loss, and school districts in Wisconsin are looking for ways to stop it. Eau Claire Area School District Assistant Superintendent Tim Lipham is spearheading a study of what it would take to create a year-round school elementary option in an old school building. He says it could curb learning loss and inspire creative teaching approaches.
We have a building, we have students, we have a large enough district that we might be able to allow parents to have a choice, similar to Montessori, although this is not going to be I don't envision it as a charter school or a magnet school or anything.
The school district of La Crosse is also studying the idea. Superintendent Randy Nelson says the current summer break is based on a 100-year-old agrarian approach that needs a second look.
The question is, if we were to cut that in half, could we reduce the number and or percentage of students who, when they come back to school in the fall, require interventions and remedial work again?
Dan Rossmiller of the Wisconsin Association of School Boards says if these types of pilot programs are successful, more districts will follow. Also, he says new limits on collective bargaining may make the switch easier.
It will make districts and boards more willing to consider going to a year-round or a stronger summer school program.
Districts in Marshfield and Wisconsin Rapids are taking a different approach by looking into extended summer school options. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.